Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
Speaks has been out. We're going to turn the damn page.
Lions at Ravens on Monday night. Ravens favored by 4.5. Dan Campbell raving about the chemistry of his guy Jared Goff, and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, I mean, it's an art form, you know, so if you love art, which I'm not saying I do or I don't, but It's awesome to watch. And
Lawrence, does he not want to admit that he might love art because of the meatball versus dork subculture of football?
I think that's where he's going. I just hope that he knows that there's all sorts of things that fall underneath the umbrella of art.
It's okay. Like art.
Listen, it's an art form, you know, so if you love art, which I'm not saying I do or I don't.
like music is art?
You know John Lennon.
Yeah, sure, he was a president before Lincoln.
Lennon said, I'm an artist. You give me a tuber, I'll get you something out of it.
Sure, it's all right to say it. And how does art feel? Art is just out there being art. It's like, I'm lovable, and Dan's like, I'm not saying I love art. Don't tell art I do love him. I don't want to say anything about that. What the hell, man?
Speech. Not that Thank art. You. That's Thank a you. Different art.
What do you think, Jay?
I'm not a big art guy.
You don't like art?
Well, come on now.
You play video games?
Yes.
Guess what, buddy? You like art?
Yep.
You ever been to Subway?
Yes.
You order a sandwich? Somebody put that together for you, dude. That's art.
Sandwich artist.
Yeah, I mean, it's an art form, you know, so if you love art, which I'm not saying I do or I don't.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We got you until Cubs baseball. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Four dealers. The open was done by Tanny. Baby T is here in his stead, though, because Tanny has the day off. Alex is here trying to hold everything together. That man is Matt Spiegel.
You know, Chris Tannehill in absentia is still better at his job than any of us are at ours. That music, man, just the subliminal, that's the Smiths. Please, please, please let me get what I want, which is playing in the Ferris Bueller scene in the Art Institute when they're staring at the Surratt painting. It's just like little nuggets like that. He's just the goods, man.
He works on so many levels, and that's why he is the best. He knows what he's doing. There's no doubt about that. Here's what we have planned for you today. Weedsy. Dan Wiederer will join us at 3 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on the injury report of your Chicago Bears and other things, too. Olin Krutz will join us at 4 o'clock. We'll have some fun, too. We'll talk about what clearly looked like a hangover game for the Cubs last night in Cincinnati, and they still almost won it. So there's that. And we'll get some other Cubs thoughts out in here too for us. There's stuff for us to do for
sure.
Yeah,
I know who the rotation's going to be. I'm going to go ahead and predict what Craig Counsell's going to do. There's what you would do, what I would do, but I think I know what Craig's going to do. So we'll talk about that.
All of that is on deck for you on today's show. But let's start where we left off with the conversation with Layla and Marshall and Groats. And that's the idea on a football Friday of thinking about what a football Monday would be. Now, I know this goes against my better angels. Allow me to paint a picture of an actual like fun Sunday for everyone that then turns into a fun Monday.
Okay, please do.
The best case scenario, Speaks, is that the Bears win the game. Like, I can see that happening because I don't think Dallas is very good. And I know that they put up a ton of points last week against the Giants, which makes you think, like, in my mind, it makes you think that this game could play out that way, too. The other thing, which is not as good, but I think might be more fun, even, is that they lose, but Caleb balls out the way that Russell Wilson balled out. And if the Bears were in a situation where their quarterback threw for 450 yards inside of a game and scored a whole bunch of points, even if we had to go on the roller coaster ride of the loss, I think it wouldn't be as bad as, you know, the Bears getting embarrassed. I think there would be some, like, there would be a glimmer of hope that every Bears fan, after they got over their anger about the game going away from the Bears, would be like, yeah, they lost, but maybe they also kind of won. Because look at that. The quarterback looked good. Plays were on time. Rome Odunze had another great game. They said screw the run game because they don't have any running backs left, and threw the ball 60 times and ended up working out for them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Okay, so you think that we have descended, and maybe you're right about this, that we've descended to the moral victory place. Like, we're so desperate to see the offensive growth and the Caleb growth under Ben that'll be accepted. Because I hadn't started the season there, but I'm the same guy who on Monday said playoffs are toast. You know, so maybe as a populace, we have descended to that spot.
I could be wrong about it, Speaks. Like, it could just be it's all or nothing, win the game, even if Caleb looks bad, like win the game.
Let's ask the people, because you could very well be right. Because I remember you and I saying, and that's where I was the beginning of the year, like, no, man, I'm not going to be charting moral victories this year. That's not what this is about. This feels like a time where you're supposed to win. But now here we are, slapped in the face with the largesse of what this task seems to be, of the rebuild. So you may be right, Lawrence, and maybe that will mitigate what I've been fearing. You know, because what I've been fearing as the day has progressed and been thinking about this game and how we're going to discuss it, the idea of coming in here and it's a loss. Let's say it's just a loss where the offense is held to below 30 points.
Let's call it a 24-17 loss.
Dude, a 24-17 loss where a Caleb Williams passing offense under Ben Johnson can't do enough against the Cowboys that got rolled for 460 yards by Russell Wilson last week, even though they won the game. Like, if that's it, and it's a Matt Eberflus defense that emerges victorious, and he's got a fist in the air as he runs off the field at Soldier Field, and Ben Johnson as an extension of the face that we've seen for 2 weeks where he's realizing how far away this thing is, oh, man, that image is what hit me. And I was like, oh, boy, if we're parsing, is it Ben's fault or Caleb's fault? On Monday, with a victorious Eberflus, that felt like a horrific scenario. I kind of don't even want to imagine. You know what I mean?
Let me give you the Russ numbers. I want you to, those of you who are not driving, I want you to close your eyes. And even if it's a Bears loss, imagine Caleb goes 30 for 41 for 450 yards. three touchdowns, one pick, and a rating of 123.0. He has two receivers go over 100 yards with multiple touchdowns and played a significant role in the run game, which I do think is something that the Bears might be able to use to their advantage against Dallas, is that making Caleb part of the run game and using some power O to do it.
Yeah.
I think they might have some opportunities there against the Cowboys defense. But if we walk into it and we see that, like if you, everyone's face, the smiles on people's faces, if they see Caleb light Dallas up, if light Eberflus up, even in a loss, if they see him light that defense up, it'll bring joy to people at least until the Raiders game.
Well, that's the thing. It's short term. What you're describing is
no
super short term. And you know, because you know what I started thinking about? Remember when Justin was really good in a blowout loss in Dallas a few years ago? It was a 49-29 game, and Justin threw for two touchdowns on 150 yards. He ran for 60 yards and a touchdown. I remember coming in that next day and being like, man, doesn't matter that they lost. You see what Justin did? You see what Justin did? We got our guy. We got our guy. And we all like thought that was enough. And I'm not ready to be there because this is supposed to be the marriage of coach and quarterback. It's supposed to be the thing where it comes together enough. So,
all right. Well, look, then walk us through the doom of them losing.
I don't want to.
No, too late. Too late. I already took the high ground. There can only be one. Shout out to the Highlander.
There can be only one. Oh, they're standing there on the bridge. What's that dude's name? We had him on the show. That guy, he was also, he was Hadley. He was Hadley in Shawshank. He was the lead, he's the lead.
Guard, right?
The lead guard, yeah.
Oh, speaking of our show and famous people, I got a text message from our guy, Phil Donlin. And he said, yo, I ran into Matt Walsh two nights ago at a premiere of his movie, and we talked about you guys' show.
That's the best. That's the best right there. So look, the doom would be successful Eberflus, Bears 0-3, season in full-on playoffs or bust mode, and people trying to parse it. But, I mean, that would just push you towards more your moral victory scenario. I'd have to dredge back up the moral victory measurements and kind of tweak them to fit a scenario where we're still hopeful that Ben and Caleb can be the guys, can be the combo platter together. So that's what I'd be doing. I'd be spending Monday going, all right, here we are. Yeah, no, I know you're pissed. I know it's the worst. I know it's awful to see Eberflus, you know, validated and to see him happy.
You don't want to see him walk off the football field like Judd Nelson at the end of Breakfast Club.
You don't.
You do not want to see Matt Eberflus do that.
That's what you get in my house for spilling paint in the garage. All right? No, you don't want to see that. And if you see that, you're going to have to deal with all sorts of layered emotions. But Monday will be an official transition to a life of moral victories the rest
stupid,
of this season.
Stupid, worthless, no yeah. good, gosh darn, freeloading son of a... That monologue is amazing.
Can you describe the ruckus, sir?
So hopefully we don't get that because that would be bad.
No, but you know, so I mean, I think our ideas have merged here. I don't know, and maybe it'll if it does happen, if your scenario happens, and it's a Monday to try and embrace a moral victory of Ben and Caleb moving forward while the defense and the talent around them is still clearly in a problematic place. Maybe we will be able to wrestle with that because I think you believe that we could. You believe that we could. You believe that we'll be able to rationalize that pretty well.
I do, but in
that scenario.
I also think that we might have to. I think that that will be the only thing that's left because then if they're to lose this game, all you have left, because if they win this game, the playoffs are still on the table. If you lose it, it's pretty much over. And I know that 0-2, statistically, it's not great for a team to make the playoffs.
But it's not over. To your point, three teams last year started 0-2 in a 17-game season and made the playoffs. Two of those are not the comp. It's the Ravens and the Rams, because those, I mean, that's Matthew Stafford and it's Lamar Jackson. But the Broncos started 0-2 last year, and then Peyton and Bo Nix clicked enough. So there is a dream. If the Bears win on Sunday, I'll be leaning on that fact that I just gave, that maybe you're this year's version of the Broncos, that maybe it is plausible. So we'll see.
But that only buys you a week, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.